repeat something from last week. The Lord has given me to know how much He desires the perfection of chosen souls. Chosen souls are, in my hand, lights which are cast into the darkness of the world, and with which I illuminate it, as stars illumine the night. So chosen souls illumine the earth. And the more perfect a soul is, the stronger and the more far-reaching is the light shed by it. It can be hidden and unknown, even to those closest to it, and yet its holiness is reflected in souls even to the most distant extremities of the world. So, the lights, you should light to the light of darkness, no? Of the world. But virtues is the one that gives light to the world. Today the Lord said to me, "Daughter, when you go to confession to this fountain of my mercy, the blood and water which came forth from my heart always flows down upon your souls and ennobles it. Every time you go to confession, immerse yourself entirely in my mercy with great trust, so that I may pour the bounty of my grace upon your soul. When you approach the confessional, know this, that I myself am waiting there for you. I am only hidden by the priests, but I myself act in your soul." Here, the mystery of the soul meets the good, the God of mercy. Tell souls that from this font of mercy, souls draw graces solely with the vessel of trust. If the trust is great, there is no limit to my generosity. The torrents of grace inundate humble souls. The proud remains always in poverty and misery, because my grace turns away from them to humble souls. February 14, 1938. During adoration, I heard these words: "Prayer for one of the students who has great need of my grace." And I recognized so and so. I prayed hard, and God's mercy embraced that soul. When during adoration, I repeated the prayer, "Holy God," several times, a vivid presence of God suddenly swept over me, and I was caught up in spirit before the majesty of God. I saw how the angels and the saints of the Lord gives glory to God. The glory of God is so great that I dare not try to describe it, because I would not be able to do so. And souls may think that what I have written is all there is. St. Paul, I understand now why you did not want to describe heaven, but only said that eyes had not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love Him. Yes, in Paul's, in 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 9 to 2, and, no, 9, 2 to 9, sorry, 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 9, and 2 Corinthians, chapter 12, 1 to 7, St. Paul said he had gone into the heaven, no? But he cannot describe with words. And that's the same. The experience, you cannot that describe with words. Yes, that is indeed so. And all that has come forth from God returns to him in the same way and gives him perfect glory. The glory of God come out and return the glory of God. Now I have seen the way in which I adore God. Oh, how miserable it is. And what a tiny drop it is in comparison to the perfect heavenly glory. Oh my God, how good you are to accept my praise as well, and to turn your face to me with kindness, and let us know that our prayer is pleasing to you. Word of Jesus. Write down everything that occurs to you regarding my goodness. I answered, what do you mean, Lord? What if I write too much? And the Lord replied, my daughter, even if you were to speak at one and the same time in all human and angelic tongues, even then you would not have said very much. But on the contrary, you would not have said very much. Sorry. But on the contrary, you would have sung in only a small measure the praises of my goodness, of my unfathomable mercy. At times we say we're too much, we speak, praise the Lord too much. Oh my Jesus, you yourself must put words into my mouth that I may praise you worthily. We don't know how to praise the Lord. So she asked Jesus to give him all the tongues to praise. My daughter, be at peace. Do as I tell you. Your thoughts are united to my thoughts. So write whatever comes to your mind. You are the secretary of my mercy. I've chosen you for that office in this life and the next life. So we ask Sister Faustina to help us to understand better the message of divine mercy. That is how I want it to be, in spite of all the opposition they will give you. Know that my choice will not change. So it's very interesting. Faustina find herself incapable, but Jesus, if I choose you, so you have to. I repeat this phrase, very important for you. This very. My daughter, be at peace. Do as I tell you. Your thoughts are united to my thoughts. So write whatever comes to my mind, to your mind. So inspiration is coming from the heart. But Jesus, inspiring her. You are the secretary of my mercy. I have chosen you so that for that office in this life and the next life. That is how I want it to be, in spite of all the opposition they will give you. Know that my choice will not change. If the will of God is this, people won't change. Although it's hard, it's difficult, because nobody trusts Faustina. She's not a learned person. I think she's got grade 5, maybe, the primary education. She didn't study much. Simple minded, huh? I know, but this is the wisdom that's come from her. It's all from the word of Jesus. A kind of dictation in certain sense. At that moment, I steeped myself in profound humility before God's majesty. So she's finding herself unworthy to be the secretary. But the more I humbled myself, the more God's presence penetrated me. So she's the unworthy. She just won't do it. Doesn't want to do it. But Jesus pushing her. Oh Jesus, my only solace, how frightful is this exile, how terrible this wilderness I have to cross. So life is not easy. She finds it too hard to cross this road on earth. my soul is struggling through a terrible ticket of all kinds of difficulties. So you can imagine if a sister suffers so much so, a person in the world, they have all the protection already, still they have to carry their own cross. If you yourself did not support me, Lord, there would be no thoughts of my moving forward. So she's moving forward because of Jesus. Nothing else, but only for Jesus. February 16, 1938, as I was praying to the living heart of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament for the intention of a certain priest, Jesus suddenly gave me knowledge of his goodness and said to me, I will give him nothing that is beyond his strength. I think the priest is asking her to pray for that, you know, tell me some hardship or some assignment is very difficult to do. And Jesus promised, I will give him nothing that is beyond his strength. So whatever he's giving him, he has the strength to go ahead. So at times you worry about what will be the future, what will be the next assignment. But this is it. Whatever he's given is always the grace. When I learned of some of the suffering and troubles that a certain person was going through in connection with the whole work of God, I asked the Lord Jesus before Holy Communion that he might make known to me whether by any chance these sufferings were not caused by me. My sweet Jesus, I implore you by your infinite goodness and mercy, make known to me whether anything in this matter displeases you, or whether there is some fault of mine in this. If there is, I ask you, when you enter my heart, fill it with unrest and make known to me your displeasure. And if I am not guilty in this matter, confirm me in peace. When I received the Lord, my soul was filled with great peace. The Lord gave me to know that the work was undergoing a trial, but was not less pleasing to God. Because of this, I felt great joy at this, but I redoubled my prayers so that this work might come through the ordeal unharmed. So I think this work is divine mercy, how to celebrate, you know. Oh my Jesus, how good it is to be on the cross, that with you, it's beautiful. On the cross, still have to hang to Jesus. But then, still you like to be on the cross, but still you take Jesus by your side. Never away. If you, my Lord, my soul is constantly stretched out on the cross and is being filled with bitterness. Vinegar and gall touch my lips, but it is good that it is so, because your divine heart was filled with bitterness throughout your life, and in return for your love, you received ingratitude. You were in such pain that a sorrowful complaint escaped your lips, and you said that you were looking for someone to console you, and you found none. Jesus looking for consolation for none. Very beginning in the Garden of Olives, he was asking the three disciples, can you stay with me for an hour? You know, people are really always dipping. When I asked the Lord to be so good as to cast a glance upon a certain soul, probably Father Sopoco, who was struggling alone against many difficulties, the Lord gave me to know in an instant that all people are as dust under his feet. So do not worry. You see that they cannot do a thing of themselves. And if I allow them to seem to triumph, I do this for the sake of my impenetrable decrees. sometimes Jesus allowed things, unpleasant things happen. It's interesting, eh? It's not that always pleasant. I experienced great peace in seeing how all things are determined by the Lord, for better or worse, anything. Jesus knows what's happening in your life until this moment. At times, we might complain, Lord, where are you? The Lord Jesus will tell you, I'm with you. I'm closest to you than anybody. When the chaplain, Father Theodore, brings me the Lord Jesus communion, there are moments when I am pervaded with a great vivid presence of God that the Lord gives me to know His holiness. At such times, I see the smallest speck of my soul, and I would like to purify my soul before every Holy Communion. When I asked the confessor, he said there was no need to confess before every Holy Communion. Holy Communion takes away these tiny things, and it is a temptation to think about confession when you receive Holy Communion. I did not go on to explain the condition of my soul in any greater detail, because he was not my director, but a confessor. This knowledge does not take up my time, because it is faster than lightning. It enkindles my love, leaving me with a knowledge of myself. So it's a holy soul, 100% purity to receive Jesus. So little things, not pure, she wants to confess, but the confessor says, come on. He didn't say, don't waste my time, but this is not every communion you have to confess. For this soul, I think also for St. Teresa, Teresa of Lisieux, maybe they have the same sentiment, purity of heart. And many times might be just one instant of anger, one instant of kind of judgment. Oh, I'm not worthy to receive the Lord. It's so true, that's right. But Jesus understands. You don't need to confess all the time, but you need to have a purity of heart. That's more important. February 20th, 1938, today the Lord said to me, I have need of your sufferings to rescue souls. So suffering is always there. Any sufferings you are encountering, Jesus is giving you. Jesus loving you. Jesus like you. You'll be His secretary in another way. Oh my Jesus, do with me as you please. I did not have the courage to ask the Lord Jesus for greater sufferings, because I had suffered so much the night before that I would not have been able to bear a drop more than what Jesus Himself gave me. So she didn't ask more, already too much for her already. Almost all night I had such violent pains that it seems all my intestines were torn to pieces. I threw up the medicine I had taken. Vomit, I think. When I bowed my head down to the ground, I lost consciousness, and I stayed like that for some time with my head on the floor. Oh, I can imagine. The head on the floor, sitting on the bed and the head on the floor, you can imagine, it's nearly really falling down. When it came to, I became aware that my whole body was pressing on my head and face, and that I was covered with vomit. I thought it would be the end of me. Finish. Dear Mother Superior Irene and Sister Tatisha were trying to help me as best they could. Jesus demanded suffering, but not death. Oh my Jesus, do with me as you please. Only give me strength to suffer. Since your strength supports me, I shall bear everything. Oh souls, how I love you. So it is the offer for souls. Jesus expects for her, not death, yet. Your last time, Jesus says, you will suffer until you take the last breath of your life. Today, one of the sister, probably Sister Amelia, came to see me and said, Sister, I have a strange feeling, as though something was telling me to come to you and commend to you certain problems of mine before you die, and that perhaps you will be able to beseech the Lord Jesus and arrange these things for me. Something keeps telling me that you will be able to obtain this for me. I answered her with equal frankness that yes, I felt in my soul that after my death, I will be able to obtain more from the Lord Jesus than at present time. I will remember you, sister, before his throne. So he said, I might not help you much on earth, but I will help you when I go to heaven. When I entered the neighboring dormitory to visit the sisters, who were you? One of them said to me, Sister, when you die, I will not fear you at all. Come to see me after you die, because I want to confide to you a secret concerning my soul, something I want you to settle for me with the Lord Jesus. I know you can't obtain this from him. Because she was speaking in public, I answered her in this way. The Lord Jesus is very discreet, and so he never betrays to anyone a secret that is between him and a soul. Oh my Jesus, thank you for conforming me to yourself through immolation. I see that this earthly vessel is beginning to crumble. I rejoice in this because soon I will be in my Father's house. So although so terrible the physical pain, he still said, I rejoice in this. Many times, just a little bit hectic, something, we complain and complain and complain. And Faustina, this saint, thank you, Lord. Please, thank you. I enjoyed. February 27. Oh my Lord, thank you for confirming me to yourself through immolation. I see that this earthly vessel is beginning to crumble. I rejoice in this, because soon I will be in my Father's house. February 27, 1928. Today I went to confession to Father Andres. I did as Jesus wanted. After confession, a surge of light filled my soul. Then I heard a voice. Because you are a child, you shall remain close to my heart. Your simplicity is more pleasing to me than your mortification. Jesus prefers a simple heart than a mortified heart. Now, mortification is for compensation for sins, for our sins. But simplicity of heart, that means not judgmental. That means don't be so proud. When you judge, usually you are better than the others. If you're worse, you won't judge. Right? It's out of pride we judge. Because you are a child, you shall remain close to my heart. Your simplicity is more pleasing to me than your mortification. Father Andres would live more by faith. Pray that the divine mercy become more widely known and that the work may come into good hands that will manage it well. As for yourself, try to be a good religious here, although things may turn out that way also, but try to be a good religious right here. Now, if you feel those urgings from the Lord and recognize that it is He, follow them. Devote to prayer all the time that is set apart for it, and make your notations afterwards. The last 2 days of Carnival, my physical sufferings have intensified. I'm uniting myself more closely with the suffering Savior, asking Him for mercy for the whole world, which is running riot in its wickedness. Through the day, I felt the pain of the crown of thorns. When I lay down, I would rest my head on the pillow. But at 10 o'clock, the pains ceased, and I fell asleep. But the next day, I felt very exhausted. Jesus holds, if you yourself did not sustain me, I would not be able to persevere on the cross. I would not be able to endure so much suffering. But the power of your grace maintains me on a higher level and makes my sufferings meritorious. You give me strength always to move forward and to gain heaven by force, and to have love in my heart for those from whom I suffered adversities and contempt. With your grace, one can do all things. So many sufferings created by people at times might be. That's why, you don't know why things happen this way. Better back. At least Jesus allowed it to happen. Jesus knows everything. Nothing is by chance. Even sending things are by chance. It's intent. Jesus knows. So the last paragraph might be a little bit more time. March 1st, 1938, one day retreat. I finished with this one day retreat. In meditation, I learned that I would hide myself as deeply as possible in the heart of Jesus, meditate upon His sorrowful passion, and penetrate into the sentiments of the divine heart, which is full of mercy for sinners. In order to obtain mercy for them, I will empty myself at every moment, living by the will of God. That means to say, thinking of nothing, wanting of nothing, just let God, His will be done. Nothing. Many times we are distracted by all the, what have you do this and do that, da, da, da. You all create, you know, those, we are not pure. We have so many things distract, so we cannot, we say we follow the will of God, but our mind is absent-minded. Go ahead, all around the world. Throughout this Lent, I'm a host in your hand, Jesus. Make use of me so that you may enter into sinners yourself. Demand anything you like. No sacrifice will seem too much for me when souls are at stake. So she would like to serve as much as possible if a soul can be saved. This is love. I've offered this whole month's masses and Holy Communions for the intention of Father Andres, that God may give him an even deeper knowledge of His love and mercy. This month I will practice 3 virtues recommended to me by the Mother of God: humility, purity, and love of God, accepting with profound submission to the will of God everything that He will send me. March 2nd, 1938. I began Holy Land in the way that Jesus wanted me to, making myself totally dependent upon His holy will and accepting with love everything that He sends me. I cannot practice any greater mortifications because I'm so weak. This non-illness has saved my strength completely. I'm uniting myself with Jesus through suffering. When I meditate on His painful passion, my physical sufferings are lessened. The Lord said to me, now these very important words, I'm taking you into my school for the whole of Lent. I want to teach you how to suffer. I answered, with you, Jesus, I'm ready for everything. And I heard a voice. You are allowed to drink from the cup from which I drink. I give you that exclusive privilege today. So she can drink the cup of Jesus. Not pleasant, eh? But that cup Jesus drank on earth, she's shared. This would be more terrible. Can you imagine? Today, I felt the passion of Jesus in my whole body, and the Lord gave me knowledge of the conversion of certain souls. During Holy Mass, I saw Jesus stretch out on the cross, and He said to me, my pupil, have great love for those who cause you suffering. Have great love for those who cause you suffering. Human reaction is anger, revenge. But Jesus, have great love for those who cause you suffering. Things are on the contrary. Do good to those who hate you. I answered, oh my master, you see very well that I feel no love for them. And that troubles you. So Jesus see her heart. She's already a saint. But still, so difficult to love some person. He doesn't like you or doesn't do his work. You remember last week? A sister, a nurse sister, she didn't do things well. And she wanted to tell her. And Jesus said, afterwards, even the others talk about her. When you talk, not much love. The base, the background is love. My pupil, have great love for those who caused you suffering. Do good to those who hate you. It is not always within your power to control your feelings. You will recognize that you have love if, after having experienced annoyance and contradiction, you do not lose your peace, but pray for those who have made you suffer and wish them well. So at least, pray for them. Humanly speaking, the reaction is always negative. Jesus understands. But still you have to. So this the March 2nd, 1938. Remember this special day. March 2nd, 1938. The Lord said to me, I'm taking you into my school for the whole of Lent. So still we are in a school on earth with Jesus. Although we said we are well experienced on earth, but still we are attending a school. Jesus is the principal. I want to teach you how to suffer. I answered, with you, Lord, I'm ready for everything. And I heard a voice. You are allowed to drink from the cup from which I drink. I give you that exclusive privilege today. Only that day, not all the time. She will die at once. You can imagine Jesus suffer on earth. I can't imagine. Physically, psychological, all the suffering that people suffer, Jesus took into himself.
couldn't imagine. Can you imagine? Today I felt the passion of Christ in my whole body, that the Lord gave me knowledge of the conversion of certain souls. So suffering, it gives the grace to others. During Holy Mass, I saw Jesus stretched out on the cross, and he said to me, "My pupil, have great love for those who cause you suffering. Have great love." Oh, not only love. Sweet love for those who hate you. Do good to those who hate you. If your granny always shouts at you, and you want to, "Thank you, Jesus. I love you." It's always within your power to control your feelings. Jesus consoling, eh? It's not easy. I know, yeah, you know what should be, but it's not easy. You will recognize that you have love if after having experienced annoyance and contradiction, you know, negative feelings, you do not lose your peace. At least don't lose your peace. Maybe you can embrace that person at once, but it's don't lose your peace. But pray for those who have made you suffer and wish them well. Amen. So today is the end of